I literally know somebody personally who was like, look, I don't want to give up alcohol and eating all this food that I like to eat and going out to restaurants and not worrying about any of this stuff. But they want their medical issues resolved. And I'm thinking, oh boy, their issues did go away. You know, the blood pressure, the high cholesterol, the diabetes, the arthritis, and even glaucoma, okay? These things are supposed to be incurable. And I'm not making any claims at all. I'm just telling you, there's been people who those conditions have disappeared.
All right, welcome to the New Age Human Podcast. I'm your host, John Astacio. Today, we're talking with Greg the Hydrogen Man. Greg Aichman is a molecular hydrogen therapy specialist, researcher, and host of his YouTube channel called Uprising 144K Hydrogen Man. I think it's just Uprising 144K. Now, in the episode, we do talk about hydrogen water, but we talk about Greg's health struggles. And just as a heads up, it is going to be very dense with information. So buckle up. We talk about hydrogen water, the health benefits, crazy stories, all that. It gets interesting. Now, if you want to support the show, I'm actually looking for some feedback. So go to newagehuman.com and on the top right, you'll be able to hit the contact button and send me an email, or on the bottom right, you can leave a voicemail using the microphone that's there. Now, let's talk about some hydrogen. Greg Aichman, the Hydrogen Man, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me, John.
I'm excited, like I usually say, to have you on because the subject matter of water is huge and there's a lot of opinions out there. And yeah, I'm pretty sure you know.
Yes, I do.
So for the audience to get an idea of your story on the why and the what and whatnot, I want to bring it home. Can you start off with like what happened to you health wise that made you need to like do some drastic changes and discover this stuff?
Yeah, basically what made me a water expert and hydrogen expert is really,
pretty much, yeah.
You know, what it comes down to. Because, yeah, I mean, basically I got really sick and I had a lot of health issues that I tried to ignore and things got really bad. I mean, I have, the list is so long, sometimes I even forget some of them anymore because I had, let's see here, I had a heart condition that was really bad. My cardiologist said I maybe had 10 years left of life. So that was one of the bigger ones. But it wasn't the one that was actually causing me the most pain. I had such extreme pain throughout my body and inflammation, like autoimmune issues, issues with my gut. And the inflammation was so bad that it literally felt like my back, it felt like there was a sledgehammer taken in my back. Like it just felt like my back was broken. I couldn't walk. And so I was in extreme pain from that. My liver wasn't at peak performance. So my liver wasn't doing super good. Sometimes I was told I would look kind of yellowish. And, you know, so that was kind of a thing that doctors would always say. And my kidneys were also not optimal. And that's pretty much the gist of it. I mean, I literally couldn't pick up a remote control and change the channel on television. That's how bad my joints hurt. It just felt like everything was, you know, I felt like I was going to break something all the time.
I was going to say, like, you know how they say as you get older, it's expected for you to feel pain in your joints and, you know, your body feels like Rice Krispies and you start popping and all that. And I'm actually curious, what was your diet like back then? Like, what was your lifestyle that you think that could have attributed to that?
Well, so as far as my diet, my view of life back then was, I'm just going to eat whatever I want. That was pretty much it. It's like whatever I want. I never thought about that. And the biggest thing was I was really athletic. So I was really like, I'm into working out. So my whole motto was eat whatever I want, as long as I exercise and work out. Cause I was just like thinking, I don't want to get overweight. You know, I don't want to get out of shape, overweight. I've been athletic pretty much all my life. So that was my thing. You know, I was like, hey, I don't have to worry about food. I don't have to worry about what I eat. I don't have to worry about what I drink. I mean, that was pretty much how easy it was for me, in my opinion, and lifestyle. And I could care less when people talked about, oh, you should have this diet, you should have that diet. I'm like, whatever. Like, that's the last thing I want to spend any energy thinking about. Diet seemed so difficult at the time to try to figure out what I should eat, what I shouldn't eat, you know, this, that, and the other. So yeah, that was basically my lifestyle. And my immune system, by the way, was absolute trash. You know, and before I go on, I just want to let people know, you know, I'm not giving any medical advice today. I'm not making any medical claims, just so people understand that. everything is my opinion, but yeah, so my immune system was garbage. And when I would get sick, it would take me at least a month to overcome like a common cold or the flu. It was pretty bad. And then when I would recover, I literally would get sick within a week again. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'd go through a whole other month to month and a half. And when I couldn't walk, I'd have these stints of like literally 6 months without being able to walk. And then I would start getting up and hobbling. And then it would happen again where I would hurt myself very easily. And, you know, I'd be down again for 4 to 6 months. And the pain was excruciating. That was a really big issue, was the pain. I literally was given like morphine and really heavy duty, you know, opioids. And honestly, they didn't even make a dent. They didn't even a dent in my pain. They did nothing. And so I was suffering.
I was going to say, what was the trigger point that made you say, I got to start looking for solutions? Because it sounds like it just kept on like layering up for you.
Yeah. And, you know, and I forgot to mention, I also had some tumors in my body too. So that was another one. See, I mean, there was so much going on that it really looked like, I mean, people who cared about me, I mean, it really looked like I was on my way out. I mean, I was really in bad shape and obviously losing a ton of weight. And the turning point for me was, and it's not like to get too spiritual or anything, but I was on a couch. I mean, I still remember vividly where I was. I was literally on the couch because I couldn't walk. And I thought, you know what? I can't do anything. I'm going to play a video game. So I tried to grab a controller and I couldn't because my joints hurt so bad. I'm like, God, I can't play a video game. This is ridiculous. You know, I was pretty like pissed off at myself. I'm like, why can't I do this?
Wait, what game? And I just need to know.
You know what? I didn't. It was probably going to be a car game. I'm a car guy. So
I love those car games.
You know, Gran Turismo. I just love that game, you know. And, you know, and just so you know, back in the day, I was really into automotive racing. I did some automotive racing. So it's part of my background. And so anyway, so then I went to go turn on the TV and I remember grabbing the remote and I went to go change the channel and I couldn't. That's how much it hurt. And so I remember propping up the remote and I'm trying to use the weight of my finger. And it was at that point, I'm not kidding you, man, I just started crying. I just broke down because, I'm not like crazy old and I feel like I'm 120. And I'm in so much pain and I can't even turn on the television. I mean, there's 80-year-olds who can turn on the television. And I just started crying, you know, and I just completely broke down right then and there. And I had other breakdowns before, but that was the one where I was like, you know what? And I prayed. And I think that sometimes when we're at our lowest point, regardless of what your belief system is, it's like, I just prayed, you know, and my prayer, I mean, I don't know if it was the right one or not, but I remember praying, just saying, look, God, if you can just help me, guide me somehow to find the answers to these issues that I'm dealing with, I only assumed that whatever would help me would help others. I don't know why I assumed that. That's just what I was thinking. I'm always thinking of others, ironically. And I just remember saying, look, you can guide me. I promise that I will, if I can find my way, that I will share with others. That was my prayer. And, you know, I hated reading like scientific literature. I really don't like it. Actually, it's not like the funnest thing for me. And all this medical literature, which is ironic because I worked in the medical field for like 2 decades or more. And it wasn't particularly my favorite thing. And I got to see what went on behind the scenes too, by working with numerous doctors, numerous specialists. I mean, I spent decades working with people like this. And I knew the system. I knew the way it worked. I knew the protocols. I was involved in that so long. And I saw that those roads don't really, let's just say that I wasn't impressed by what was going on in the medical field and the amount of money that people spend and the results or lack of that people really get. So when it happened to me, I just thought, oh no, I'm going to have to go through this. And in the end, it's exactly what I thought would happen. The whole, you know, navigating the world of medicine was horrible. They pretty much did nothing for me. It was really frustrating and I had to find my own way. And then that became frustrating too, because when you listen to, like, I wanted to go all in on health and I wanted to try to see if I could find my way back, because there is no life when you have no health. When you can't walk, you know, you can't really go to work. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't even go to the bathroom. Like, I remember crawling, you know, I mean, I crawled to the restroom in so much pain. I mean, it was pure suffering. It was just pure suffering. And of course, I now value health a great deal. And so when I knew that I had to find my way, I was looking everywhere, including listening to some podcasts. And that's where things got really frustrating for me, because you literally would have, I thought, okay, what if I do everything that everybody says? And somewhere along the line, I'm going to find the answer. And then when I do, I'm going to share with people, you know, because I knew that there was scam stuff out there. I just kind of already knew. I knew people who had tried different products that really didn't lead anywhere, or maybe even made things worse.
There's a lot of stuff out there, so I can only imagine your search. And it seems like you narrowed yourself down to hydrogen water.
It's part of it.
What was that like?
Well, it was part of it because I saw the scientific literature on hydrogen. Mm-hmm. And I started reading through that, and I honestly thought this, and believe this was over a decade ago. So, I mean, I've been reading, I know a lot about hydrogen. I mean, that's why they call me Hydrogen Man. And, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that I know about it that I've seen that the entire industry basically doesn't know. It's so crazy. There's a whole hydrogen industry, and they're so wrong about so many things, in my opinion. And of course, I go off actual medical data, what professionals do in Japan, because it's medically approved in Japan. So here I'm reading the literature before it was medically approved, by the way. So I'm reading literature. I literally thought it was a scam. I'm like, this sounds way too good to be true. There's no way this is true. And I read it for almost 4 years. It's not like I tried it right away.
Jeez.
And I just got more desperate because my health kept declining more and it kept getting worse. And I was like, this is nuts. I cannot, you know, I tried fasting. I tried changing my diet. I tried different cleanses, different waters. I mean, different supplements, different frequency machines. I mean, I tried machines. I tried so many different things and it really wasn't going anywhere. My improvement was extremely minimal. It wasn't changing my life. And then I finally was like, you know what? The reason that I was reading the literature on hydrogen but not actually doing it is because I'm thinking to myself, how in the world am I going to implement hydrogen? I really didn't understand exactly, like, because, you know, there's more than one type of hydrogen too. So what type of hydrogen are we talking about? How do you implement it? What's the dosing? How do I make it? There's
starting
so
to get
many
really complicated.
Oh, it got real complicated.
4 years worth.
And nobody was talking about it. So there, I couldn't find one YouTube video. I couldn't find anything out there where anybody knew anything. And so I thought, oh my gosh, now I'm going to have to go and look for the data, like actual medical scientific data. And that's actually one of the reasons I created my YouTube channel, because I'm like, look, if I've learned all this information, I can share with people so easily now that I know it, or they would never be able to find this info. It's so difficult to find this information,
so
and the trial and error.
Yeah. Narrow down to, because you spent like 4 years, you narrowed down to something which it sounds like mostly Japanese based. When you narrowed down to what you decided to do, was it that machine? And I'm guessing that's what you, because you mentioned a machine before when we spoke prior. Let's get to the juice.
So basically I wanted to figure out, okay, how do I make this stuff? I can't go buy it. And so at first I started looking at a lot of equipment. I just kind of assumed that all the equipment was pretty similar. So what do? I start going looking for the cheaper stuff, you know, because you're like, hey, it's all the same. It's all making hydrogen. And as time went by, of course, I realized that's not the case. All the equipment's not the same. Things like hydrogen pills, I'm definitely not into those for a reason, by the way. I'm not going to say what reason, all because they're just, that's a huge mess. All I'm going to say is that I saw lab reports of what's actually in them. And I do have some laboratory footage of some of them being tested. And after I saw what's in them, I'm like, there's no way I'm putting this in my body. This is ridiculous. And then that just went on in time. Like I saw a lot of these, actually, I found a lot of these like little bottles, like these things. And I thought, oh, these are pretty cheap. You know, this would be great. Definitely not
For those that are listening, how would you describe that? I guess it's like a
little hydrogen bottle.
I guess they can search up hydrogen bottle, right?
Yeah. And everybody always asks this question. I'll just answer it now. They're like, well, is there a good hydrogen bottle out there? There is no good hydrogen bottle out there, in my opinion. All of them. The reason is because they're actually inherently flawed with the design of how they make hydrogen. You can make hydrogen numerous ways, by the way. And the way that it goes about doing it is not only flawed, these things are made in China. And what they do is, even when they claim that they're made elsewhere, I literally found out that they take the same metal and they'll ship it to some other country and put it together there and say, oh, this is made in the US, for example, when the parts in it are from China. And those parts have like plated metals. I don't know if anybody understands directly electrolyzing water with plated metal. What do you think is going to happen? You know, most likely, I'm not going to make any claims or anything, but in my opinion, that metal's going to flake off probably, you know, so now you're having flaked platinum, you know, and people may think platinum may be good for you. But for example, I'll give you one example. If you've ever heard of a drug called cisplatin, which is for cancer, I mean, this stuff destroys your kidneys, you know, it may help with the cancer, but you'll literally end up needing a kidney transplant. So I think we all know that heavy metals aren't really good for us. And so it became extremely difficult because learning about hydrogen was one thing. Learning about how to make it properly, nobody talks about that. Like nobody out there. I think the only guy. I brought a lot of attention to it by talking about it. But the simple answer is that hydrogen is clearly amazing. When I first started, you know, their studies were like, I don't remember, like 100 or so. At this point, there's over 2,000 studies. It became medically approved. It is obviously beyond a shadow of a doubt doing something very positive for human health. I personally have seen it do things that it still boggles my mind to this day, from, you know, people that I know personally who had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, glaucoma, diabetes, arthritis, you know, even me and my own heart condition. That's one thing that I did not even think that it would repair. I wasn't even trying to repair my heart condition. I just wanted the pain to be gone so that I could walk. And as far as my heart, I was told that I needed open heart surgery. And so that was a choice that I was going to have to make. And I kind of thought to myself, look, if I got 10 years or so, or maybe 8 years, I'm just going to have to live these years that I have to the best of my ability. Because I wasn't sure if I really wanted to get my old chest cut open and go in there and mess around with my heart. I just didn't really want to do that, though. Who knows? Maybe I would have changed my mind. And that when I started trying different hydrogens, because I tried different ones, like the Kangen machine, for example. Like the Kangen machine is, in my opinion, it's a horrible hydrogen machine. It wasn't even designed actually to be a hydrogen machine. People don't understand that. It inadvertently made some hydrogen, but it's definitely not the right way for many reasons. I've made videos about all this stuff, explaining why. And this is all from long-term data. I think people don't understand the difference between short-term data and long-term data. And my best example is, let's say fasting. Well, if you look at short-term data on fasting, it's amazing. Fasting is really good for you. Well, what about long-term data? What if you go fasting for super long periods of time? It's not going to be good for you. Your body will wither away. You'll have no nutrients. It's absolutely horrible. And so this is important, right? In my opinion. And so the long-term data on the Kangen just did not look good. And I know why, and I could explain it all. But the simple fact is that I became really big on hydrogen. And then with hydrogen, you also use water as a carrier. So when people are always saying, oh, hydrogen water, you know, what it really is it's just water. But what you do is you dissolve a gas in the water, kind of like soda pop or carbonated water. It's a dissolved gas. It's CO2.
So when you drink it, is it bubbly?
Hydrogen is so tiny that you won't notice it. So tiny. So people, again, don't understand the difference between the sizes of like oxygen and hydrogen or CO2. And so the bubbles are so tiny that actually what hydrogen feels like, it feels super smooth and soft. It's almost like silk. And so it makes water feel even smoother. It's hard to believe, but that's the way it feels. And there's been a lot of people, including people in my family, who one of the people in my family really wanted to do the hydrogen water for certain health benefits. But they were like, I'm afraid that I won't be able to drink enough water because they're not a big water drinker. And they feel like it's hard to drink water, but when they would do the hydrogen, they're like, I don't know what's so different about it. I can swallow this water. It's, you know, it's no big deal. And it's so smooth. And I've heard that so many times.
When you add hydrogen to water, would it technically structure it and then make the molecules more smaller? And that's probably why the experience is silky smooth.
I think the silky smooth aspect of it is because, remember, hydrogen is, I literally call it the ascension molecule. And I call it ascension because it literally ascends. I mean, it's like balloons, you know, ascending or going up into the heavens. And so that just seems to make the water lighter. I mean, it's so light, you know, it's like fluffy, you know, and it just goes fluffy down water. Really fluffy water.
It's whipped water.
Yeah. So it's smooth. But you do want to use, in my opinion, as I've learned, I mean, I've really perfected this, you know, it took me so much time. You really want to use, in my opinion, super clean water to be a carrier for super clean hydrogen. And what really is hydrogen? I mean, the simple answer for people who don't understand is it's a gas. It's like oxygen. Oxygen's a gas. Hydrogen is a different types of gas. And there's many different types of gases. And hydrogen just happens to have these amazing properties that we just didn't know about before. And even Mother Nature, a lot of people don't know of a place called Lourdes, France, or Lourdes, France. Have you heard of this place?
Only because you mentioned it last we spoke. But yeah, elaborate that, because it's an interesting story, or at least, like, you know, what it is.
So basically, when I was trying to find my way to healing my body, I also observe, I do a lot of observation, read a lot of science, and I also observe nature. Because I'm like, how does nature do it? Because nature is amazing. And then I discovered that literally there's a spring, and there's multiple ones that have now been discovered throughout the world. But the first one that I know of was Lourdes, France. And it's this spring of apparently holy water, and people would go there, drink from it, and supposedly their medical conditions were improving or going away, to the point where they literally documented people. Like, it wasn't just people just saying it. Like, they could medically verify that their blood pressure was getting better, their blood glucose was getting better, whatever it was, heart conditions, right? And so then they sent scientists to study this water because there were so many cases. It wasn't like there was just 5 or 10. I mean, there's so many. And people fly around from all over the world to go to this place, you know, hoping for a miracle. And when they tested the water, they discovered, well, everybody was saying there's nothing special about it. It's just H2O. And hydrogen is very difficult to detect, and it's extremely tiny, and it leaves the water so quickly. So if you were to try to bottle it and then transport it to a lab, you know, somewhere, by the time you get there, probably all the hydrogen's gone. So you're not going to find anything. And so thank God for the Japanese. They're intelligent people, and they're very detail oriented. And they discovered that the water had high levels of molecular hydrogen. And that's how this got going. And that's why the Japanese became so enamored by it. They tested it first on animals. I've seen the footage. It's unbelievable what it does. You can literally see it. I wish I could show some footage. Well, my YouTube channel, I have a video, for example, video number 8. I have them all pretty much numbered. Video number 8, you can see certain cells being exposed, for example, to radiation or things like chemotherapy with or without hydrogen with the cells. And it is mind-boggling how powerful hydrogen is as far as for protection. My video number 68 shows a live blood analysis where shows blood with and without the hydrogen, which was amazing because I had a doctor literally call me and say, you know, what you're showing there is impossible. She thought it was a complete scam, and she wanted to prove me wrong. And she went as far as buying the machine that was in this lab study that I also use because it's the best machine. It took me time to figure out what the best was.
Right.
And, you know, she ended up doing the exact same study because she wanted to prove me wrong. And in the end, her results came back exactly the same. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is real, because this technically should not be possible. And so hydrogen to me is it's like a miracle molecule.
She was dedicated, man. She got the machine, she spent the money, and she took the water. It sounds like she did the results, or, you know, did the testing, and there you have it. So you had some major health challenges. I'm guessing, I mean, you seem fine to me. It sounds like all of that has come to pass. So how did, I guess maybe briefly, can you share, like, how, maybe we can talk about the benefits of the hydrogen outside of what you already mentioned by talking about how it healed, or let's just say, instead of using the word heal, how it helped you with your health.
Yeah, well, so the science, I mean, they're still trying to figure out exactly how hydrogen works, like the full-on mechanism. A lot of people are unaware that there's a lot of mechanistic actions, even with pharmaceutical drugs, that we don't even know the full mechanism. But we know that it works because we can see that it works. You know, we can take certain measurements and be like, oh, you know, your inflammatory markers are down, or you're feeling better, or your blood pressure's down, your blood glucose is better. Like, we can measure these things. The simple things that they discovered about hydrogen is that it appears to be a selective antioxidant, which is very different than your average antioxidant. For people who don't know, antioxidants actually come in different sizes. So if you look at vitamin C, maybe it would be like this. Vitamin E, CoQ10 would be like this. You know, glutathione would be like this. I wish I had a chart. Actually, I could probably pull one up. But the point is that when you look at hydrogen compared to these, it's super tiny. And why is that important? Because
it's like Pluto.
Yeah, kind of. even smaller, right? I mean, we're talking, it's so tiny that you literally can't see it. And, you know, and it goes, by the way, it goes right through glass, right through metal, right through anything. It just goes right through like a ghost. It's crazy. So when it goes into you, it can go into all your tissues, like literally everything. It goes right past the blood-brain barrier, which is the whole reason that it's extremely important to make it pure. And people just do not seem to understand this in America. They're selling crazy products that, in my opinion, are just garbage. You know, from hydrogen pills to those little bottles to machines that use literally chemicals like lye or sodium hydroxide, which I just think is insane. Just plain stupidity, in my opinion. And they don't make it pure. But when you go to Japan, they understand the importance of purity. And I found there's actually a physician over there who is a true hydrogen specialist. He's actually a practicing physician. You'll never see him on a podcast because he's working. He actually works, you know, he doesn't just do podcasts.
I will get him. No, I'm kidding.
Well, he only speaks Japanese. So you'd have to learn Japanese.
And that's why you're here with us today, Mr. Hydrogen Man.
But I can tell you some of the things that he says. For one, there's only one machine that he uses for himself. And that's the same machine that he only recommends to his patients. And it is the machine that I use. It is a true Japanese, fully engineered machine, fully hand-built by professionals in Japan. It is the only company where they literally lab test every single machine. It's insane. Nobody does that. It's way too expensive. The guy who's running this company, who apparently he created this machine for his daughter, because his daughter has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. She was born with it. They told him that she'd be lucky to make it to the age of 5. She's now like 12 or 13 years old, by the way. She's completely destroyed the odds, you know, as far as how long she was supposed to live. And hydrogen has absolutely changed her life. So he wanted to spare no expense. And he's like, look, I want to make the best. And most companies, I'm realizing by being in this field and learning everything about hydrogen, is that's not what they're looking at. They're not looking about making the best. They're trying to make the cheapest and make the biggest profit. And in my opinion, that has created a lot of problems in the world of hydrogen that nobody talks about. I'm like the only guy. So this company has done revolutionary things with hydrogen that still to date nobody's ever done. You know, the metal technology that they use, the membrane technology that they use, the literally the design of the machine where it doesn't directly electrolyze water the way that your average device does. It doesn't do a chemical reaction like hydrogen pills. And he chose, ironically, the path that he chose was the most difficult. It would be the best, but it was going to be the most difficult. And it was also going to be the most expensive. You know, if you want to do something right, I'm sure you will understand. And so that's how this whole thing went down. And this doctor, who I believe is a neurosurgeon, which is another way up there in the medical field, one of the top guys, he basically said, look, it's important to make it pure because hydrogen goes past the blood-brain barrier. I mean, that's, you know, something extremely important. And so that's kind of how I've also learned about how important the purity is. And it goes the same for a lot of people who don't understand, and they will in the future. Same thing goes for oxygen. Like if you go to a hospital and they have an oxygen tank, that is not your average oxygen. Okay. If you go to a welding center and they have a welding tank, like oxygen tank, do you think that's the same quality of oxygen that's in the hospital? No, that's not medical grade oxygen in a welding, somewhere where they're doing welding. And what I discovered is the biggest difference between them is just purity. It all comes down to purity. You have extremely high pure. It's like water. How pure is your water? Do you want to drink tap water? Do you want to go drink out of some random lake or something? You know, I mean, it's crazy. I have lab tests. I'll show you what's in the water. It's absolutely insane. And I show people how to clean water too.
Nasty and scary. And it actually reminds me of like social media. They sometimes put up photos of what the street pipes look like. They're going into your house. And it's just, it's horrible. Not a pretty sight. Yeah. I encourage anybody to kind of Google it, look for those images, and then try to drink tap water after that.
And you know, here's what's crazier. People will be like, oh, but I filter my water. You know, I got the refrigerator filter. I got whatever. And you know what? I hate to tell you this. And I remember, I go off of data. I don't go off of opinions. I heard so many water companies. I've been offered money, just so you know, from so many industries and companies to talk about their products. And I turn them down because their products, in my opinion, suck. I only share the products that got me back as far as my health and what I know to be the best. And I'm very diligent about, you know, the things that I choose. And I don't choose a million products. You know, I don't promote, you know, 500 products. Like I think some people do that just for the money. You know, I mean, imagine 500 products. You don't need 500 products. To really overcome my health challenges, I felt like I needed, I don't know, 5 or 6. It wasn't that much. I didn't even need 30. You know, it was very little that was needed to transform my health. And one of those is the best water. And that's a really tough subject because some people say, this is where it got frustrating. Some people say, oh no, alkaline water is the best. Oh no. You know, structured water is the best. No, spring water is the best. And it's like, oh my God, well, who's telling them the truth? You know, or who truly knows? And I'm a very independent thinker. So I'm like, well, let's go to the lab. You know, what exactly makes the best water? Well, to no surprise, at least to me, this is how simple the answer is, all right, John? And I don't know why people can't seem to figure this out. How about the cleanest water? How about water that just doesn't have all this crap in it? And your average water filter, which is a porous system, When I say porous system, it's like a carbon filter. Reverse osmosis has porous systems. They're all porous type water filters. The problem with those is they get dirty. So even though this is a little dirty little trick that water companies don't want you to know, sorry. See, this is why a lot of companies hate me, because I expose what's good and what isn't, and they just don't
so,
like that.
So let's expose the dirty little tricks of filtration, because I'm pretty sure people are going to love to hear this.
You know, and by the way, the same thing goes for hydrogen. Yeah, it's all my opinions, guys. You do your own research, you know, and whatever. But I will tell you that it's the same with hydrogen. In fact, I think it might even be worse with hydrogen. But we'll start with water filters. So here's the things. First of all, when it comes to a water filter, now I have a little image here. This is a porous system.
So and let's describe that for audio as well.
So basically, water is going through the filter. And it's got all these little pores. And so it's stopping a lot of the contaminants, right?
Right.
And then the clean water supposedly goes through. It's not going to get everything out. And on top of it all, if you see a water company that says, hey, look, we lab tested our water, you know, went through our filter, and these are the results. Okay, well, that went through a brand new filter, right? And you're telling me that I can filter out 5 or 10,000 gallons with this filter, right? I want to see a lab test after 2,000 gallons. Because now the 2,000 gallons have gone through that filter, that thing is just gross. And you got water going through there. Believe it or not, it actually begins to grow even more bacteria. And sometimes can even be putting even more bacteria into your water. This is probably one of the biggest problems with the refrigerator filters. They're so tiny. It's to me, it's a joke. You know, it's like trying to tow a giant trailer with like a Toyota Prius, you know, or a Corolla or something. It's like, dude, you're not going to do it. You're going to break that thing. It's not the right tool for the job.
Right. Great cars, but wrong job.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. If you want to get great fuel economy, hey, nothing wrong, right? I'm just saying that you have to get the right thing for the job.
Let's talk about the filters that are out there, and maybe briefly just say, like, which ones, in your opinion, don't work, why, and why, what do you recommend?
Okay. So I'll say, first of all, I have every water filtration modality in existence. I have every single one. Carbon filters, reverse osmosis filters, you know, gravity filters, nanocarbon filters. I mean, I have everything. What the lab reports show is that none of them actually eliminate all viruses, all bacteria, and all parasites, except for one method. If you want to see what I use, there is a website called mypurewater.com. Okay, so mypurewater.com, ironically, it's in the name pure. One of the funny things that I've noticed throughout my journey is that everything that I've discovered to be the best seems to have the word purity in the title, which I just find kind of funny. But anyway, and if people do want a discount, there is a code. The code is uprising144k, which is the name of my YouTube channel. So if people want to help support the channel, they can use the code. But ultimately, it's what I call carbon distillation. That's actually how nature purifies water too. It all starts with hydrogen. So here, see, this is where everything comes back to hydrogen, it seems. Hence the name Hydrogen Man, right? So you have the sun and it hits the ocean. The water begins to get hot and begins to rise up. And through this process, it purifies water to the highest degree. So a carbon distiller does a combination because it can't mimic nature exactly, but it pretty much does. Through the distillation process, there's a little carbon filter at the very end because there's just a few little things that get past the distiller that are easily removed through the last carbon process. One of the things that I actually do is I literally take reverse osmosis water, because I also have an RO system, and I take that water and put it in my carbon distiller. So what it does is it really just helps keep the distiller cleaner. So I rarely have to clean it. And then I don't have to worry about the carbon part at the end, because the RO removes those little things that I would want to remove through that process. And so that's pretty much how I do it, through the process of distillation. And I have here... here's another lab report. So this one shows all this stuff in our water. There's pages of it. There's just pages of chemicals and crazy stuff in our water. And then it shows the number before and after the process of carbon distillation. So, I mean, if I were to look up, like, I could read a lot of things like lead, for example. So here this shows how much lead was in the water after the carbon distillation, zero. You know, same thing with iron. Same thing with a lot of, you know, what shocked me through my research is, I couldn't believe that we have radioactive waste in our water. I would have never thought about that. Here, I'll show you.
Well, also, I mean, the tests that you buy in the store probably don't pick up on radioactive stuff. It's just like the basic stuff, right?
Very basic.
What about the gravity water filters that are popular, right?
Yeah, you're talking about like the Berkeys and all those.
Right, those are very popular.
Very popular. I know.
Would that be like a good start? And then, you know, like some of these machines tend to be expensive, but would that at least be a good start?
Well, you know, the carbon distillers are actually not that expensive. With a discount code, you can get a really nice, and these are the ones that I recommend are American made. They're not from China. They use a lot higher quality parts. From what I can see, they literally will last you forever. They'll last you a lifetime. Once you get them, they're extremely reliable, well-built. You can get some from China, but the results haven't been as good. And they're not as reliable, and they do use cheap stuff. I've literally seen the metal corrode and just different stuff. Yeah. And I've tried those, and I'm just not a fan. And getting a good one's only a few hundred bucks more. So you can get a super nice carbon distiller, high-quality one for like 500 and something bucks. So if you can just think about that for the rest of your life, 500 and something dollars, I mean, geez. To me, it's a no-brainer. For me, I would pay way more money for the best water in the world, you know, as far as how clean it would be. So it gets rid of, right here, I can show you again. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's off the charts these days. And that's just one of many things. How many pharmaceuticals are in our water? You think the average water filter? You were actually asking about Berkeys.
Yes.
And I have one, by the way. Sorry. I'm not going to name the name of the company. All I'll tell you is that there is a system, a gravity system, that is actually currently under a lawsuit, because this is how crazy it is. They tested the water before going through their filter. They tested the water after it went through their filter, and some of the contaminants were worse. And I thought, wait a second, how's that even possible?
Was that with a new filter? Because I remember you saying the filters get older, stuff starts growing on them, and now it ends up being worse. Was this like brand? Are you sure it was like brand new filter?
Brand new filter. What they discovered is that literally the filters, and I don't know how much I should say about this because, you know, I don't need to be getting in any trouble for talking about this case. All I can tell you is that it was discovered that the filters were contaminating the water. It was making it worse. Where do you think these filters came from? Maybe China. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not going to say. You know, I'm not going to make any claims.
But you're saying likely, especially if it's from that country, higher chance that it's making it worse.
Yeah, potentially, you know, and in this particular case, it was actually specifically their fluoride filters that were really making things worse. Their carbon filters weren't as bad. And that's another question that comes up all the time. And I don't even know why people ask me, because I feel like I made it pretty clear, but people are like, well, does carbon distillation get rid of fluoride? Well, didn't I just kind of say that it gets rid of everything? Okay.
Because of the evaporation process, everything naturally separates, and so it's and you said pure, and I usually look for how close is something to mimicking nature, because nature is still around.
This is exactly
so it's a proven
what I'm
system.
Yes, and look, I can show you right here, fluoride. Right, so it says when they tested this water that it had 3.7 parts per million of fluoride after carbon distillation, zero. So I've never seen anything work as good as this. There is nothing that can touch carbon distillation. Like, there's nothing even close. And I feel very confident that it's getting rid of the three major pharmaceuticals that we found in water. I don't know if you're aware of this either. We find women contraception, which, think about that, because if that's in our water, that affects you hormonally. So just think about that. That's just crazy that it's even in water.
Right.
Second one, antidepressants. And why are these things in water? Because everybody's taking them, right? So now you have antidepressants. Now, I don't know if you know what antidepressants do to you. There's a lot of people who are on them. They don't understand. I'm not talking about the short-term ramifications. You need to learn. You need to see what it does in the long term. It's so unbelievable.
Well, now
nobody talks about it.
It's interesting because with those things in the water, right?
Yeah.
It's a pharmaceutical. And so you're going to be having the side effects of pharmaceuticals that you didn't knowingly take.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're going to think that it's something else that you're doing, and you're going to be running around in circles, trying every diet under the sun, and then going back and drinking the same water.
Yep. No, it's so insane. And where's our number one source of microplastics? Water. Mm-hmm. And for people
and fish,
who...
right?
Yes, but the number one source is actually water.
Okay, well, yeah.
I mean, there's people who don't even eat fish and they're full of microplastics. Where is it coming from? Water is the number one source. And here's where it even gets crazier. Then you got people who say, well, I buy bottled water, I'm good. It's like, have you seen the lab reports on bottles of water? Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, it is not good.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you, one of the reasons why I think the gravity filters became more popular is because they don't require electricity. Is there like a
Right.
non-electricity solution? Let's just say you lose power and you're like, crap, I'm so used to this stuff. Is there something that's doesn't require electricity that you would recommend?
Unfortunately not. That is one of the downsides. In fact, so like I have my gravity filter, right? I don't use it anymore, but I have it for emergencies. I mean, if there was an emergency and there's no water, well, then that's going to be the best that I've gotten. That's just the way it's going to be. And hopefully I'll survive because if you put water from a creek or wherever you get your water from, you better hope that there's no parasite that gets through those filters or something that could really harm you.
That
Even
would
though
be
they
like
claim
a
to get rid of everything, but I don't believe it.
I feel like that's another episode I would have to figure out where it's like, all right, so as if shit hits the fan, how do you turn your creek water into the closest thing to being drinkable that you're gonna appreciate? But yeah.
There's a few
So
things. Yeah, well, I
well,
won't
if
go
you
into it
wanna
right now.
real quick, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's ways of killing certain bacteria, potentially certain pathogens in the water, and then, running them through your filter. And I mean, you would just do the best you can, I guess. But hopefully that day doesn't happen. And if it does, I mean, you do the best you can. But as far as while we have electricity and while we want the best water, it does use electricity to do a carbon distiller. The good news is that it actually kind of heats up the home. It gets warm. So it can literally heat up your room or your house because it gets warm. I mean, it's
Dual purpose,
distillation.
except for in the summer, then keep it like somewhere else.
Yeah, I know my parents would put it in the garage. They would just put it somewhere else and make their clean water over there. Because, of course, I bought a carbon distiller for my parents. I love them
Yeah.
so much, right? And I want the best for them.
If you were to just straight list out the benefits, I know we went into a couple different directions when it comes to what the technology is, what the science is, what not to use. Could you just list out some of the benefits so that so we can just bring this home?
You mean as far as hydrogen?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I mean, the list is probably so long. So, as far as I'll just say, like, well, okay,
Or
for one,
maybe
I'll
like,
say,
'cause you had a list of things that you had a challenge for with
oh, okay.
what it was helped you.
So, in Japan, it is medically approved, for example, for like heart attacks. It appears to be amazing for the heart. Not only did my heart condition go away, I actually know other people now who have used hydrogen because I've been doing this for so long. Their heart conditions went away too. So this is, I'm not just the one person that this happened to. There's other people now that I know. There's obviously I
It
talked about the high. Go
didn't
ahead.
heal it. It just happened at the same time as drinking the water.
I'll just say just happened to disappear, right? Just happened to disappear. You should have seen my cardiologist's face when I went in because we were kind of scheduling for the surgery. Even though I didn't want to do it, I was like, at least I'm going to start the process. And then depending on where I'm at or how I'm feeling. And it was right around that time that I literally found the best hydrogen machine. So I guess for people who want to see it, the official website is called holyhydrogen.com. And so people understand, be really cautious out there because this is the number one machine in Japan, number one machine in Asia. Like everybody wants this machine. And what happens is that, how the Chinese do sometimes, they try to copy it and make fakes. So I recommend going to the official site so that you don't get duped and you actually get the right technology. But when I got one of these machines, it took me forever to figure out that it was the best. That's actually the one that got rid of my heart condition. So because I have tried other ones
At the
and my
same
heart
time.
condition might before I got that one. So before, I mean,
I'm
there's
just
so
joking
many.
around, like, that
Oh.
I'm trying to
Oh,
protect you. I'm trying to protect
I
you,
see.
man.
Okay. So I'll just say that. I saw the difference. And now they develop new technology. They have a they just keep upping the game. They continue to improve their product and they're so light years ahead of everybody. Kind of the way Tesla is with electric cars. I mean, they're just so light years ahead of everybody. And these guys are just super ahead of everybody when it comes to hydrogen. And they literally just achieved like they're double structuring hydrogen. Never seen anybody do this. They're literally double structuring their hydrogen now. And they're doing even more than that. I'm going to be doing some videos very soon. And showing the footage, by the way, of what once was thought as being impossible. And their new equipment's achieving it. Go ahead.
So it helped your heart condition, or when drinking the water at the same time, your heart started getting better. So when you
Yeah, let's
started
go.
drinking this water, what other things started to happen? Maybe even like a
So,
time frame too, because that should be interesting. Because
yeah, so
you
that's another
joint
wild one.
issues and all that, yeah.
Yeah, the joints got better. My father was always a good example because he had a bunch of medical issues, but one of them was arthritis. And it was really painful for him. And he was on a medication that was super nasty for him. It could, I actually know somebody who recently died from using that medication because it caused liver failure, mm-hmm. which is another one that hydrogen is amazing for, the liver. So amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've known people with fatty liver disease, cirrhosis of the liver, and that stuff literally disappears, which is just unreal.
Can they not change their diet and then this will be like amazing?
So this is my opinion on that because, oh man, I've heard this one so many times. This is what I'll say. I literally know somebody personally who was like, look, I don't want to give up alcohol and eating all this food that I like to eat and going out to restaurants and not worrying about any of this stuff. I'm not even need to eat all organic. Like, I just want to live my life. And I saw, but they want their medical issues resolved. And I'm thinking, oh boy, this is what this person did. They did get a carbon distiller, like I personally recommend. They did get the best hydrogen machine, which is called the Lourdes HydroFix Premium. That's just the name of it. And they did that, but they didn't change anything else. Their issues did go away. You know, the blood pressure, the high cholesterol, the diabetes, the arthritis, and even glaucoma. Okay. So that's what's so crazy. These eye conditions lately, glaucoma, macular degeneration, these things are supposed to be incurable. And I'm not making any claims at all. I'm just telling you, there's been people who those conditions have disappeared. Mm. And you know, I get testimonials and stuff written to me. Though now there's research in Japan that shows that it is good for things like glaucoma and, you know, stuff like that. So,
you know, I do want to add in something that I've noticed.
Yes.
Women's health, yes. Hormone balance, right?
Yes.
That's
super important.
That's huge. Have you seen any studies for that?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I can tell you, well, for example, this is kind of a little off the beaten path, but they're literally using it for fertility clinics for both men and women.
Watch out. Watch out, guys.
For both men and women.
Just a heads up.
You know, but being fertile.
She might be very fertile. Got it.
You know, being fertile is typically a good sign, right?
Yes.
You know, even if you don't want to get pregnant, you know, you don't want to wish infertility on yourself.
No, because,
you know, you don't know the ramifications yeah. of something like that. Like the microplastics affecting estrogen, for example, you know, and things like this. So the thing that I love about hydrogen is that it appears to actually bring balance to the body, homeostasis. And if you have a hormone imbalance, you know, there are numerous testimonials, but there's one that I'm thinking of right now. There was a woman who had problems with her hormones. And for whatever reason, these hormonal problems would affect her body. So like her hips would get like really big, even though she wasn't overweight anywhere in her body, it would just go straight to her hips. And as one of my friends called it, they're like, she just had tons of cottage cheese, you know, like her legs, her hips, mm-hmm. like it was just, yeah. just in this area. She was like pear-shaped, okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing against her. And this is just the truth of what she was dealing with. And she was actually a Kangen rep. So this is what was hilarious. She was using the Kangen machine forever, you know, so that's what she was doing. And she just could not solve this issue because it was affecting her in other ways, obviously hormonally. It all appeared to be hormonally. This poor girl had tried numerous types of diets, numerous types of supplements, different equipment, obviously the king, and she had tried all these things and never could resolve this issue. She discovered me. She's like, okay, I'm going to try your method on this hydrogen thing. I'm not kidding you. Her body transformed. It didn't even look like the same person anymore.
But how long did it take?
Probably, typically, and it's different for every person, but I always like to give a good number of 6 to 8 months is a really like nice number. It doesn't happen in a week or a day. You know, there are certain cases, like I recently did a podcast with a woman who has a child who is autistic. Wait, no, not autistic. They have, I'm trying to remember which condition they had, actually. Asperger. I think it's actually, you know, it's not, you is know, it autism? It's either autism or it was, I think it was autism. But, you know, what I can tell you is that the child has a lot of behavioral problems and can get very violent. Gets infections easily, which is one of the things that happened to one of the creators of the machine that I like. The daughter with ALS, she would get chronic infections. And so basically she started using the hydrogen and it didn't take very long. I think it only took a few weeks for her. She said the behavior completely changed. She doesn't get violent and she doesn't appear to be getting these infections that she would normally get. So, and then we did another podcast because she's like, I can't believe how good this is going. And she's like, it's unreal. And the child apparently can't speak. And so she says that the child goes up to the machine and just taps on the machine like, I want this. And so they'll put her on the inhalation. They're using the equipment that I personally use.
Okay.
And so they don't use the pills, which I can't imagine what it would do for a child like this. I would never put pills in their body knowing now what's in them. or those machines that use lie. I've actually seen those. It's really sad, but I have received emails from parents who actually, it was a detriment to their kids' health because these machines, so be careful out there in the world of hydrogen, by the way. It's hard to trust because everybody's so enamored by the money. I've been offered a lot of money from other companies.
So what happens to the kid?
I understand it. Which one? Oh, the one that, so the violent episodes basically went away, which I said is a big deal. We're talking tantrums, violence. They said literally putting holes in the wall. That's what the mother was telling me. Yeah.
Did the kids start talking?
No talking yet, but they've been on the hydrogen now for, I think it's nudging about 2 months.
Oh, so still like, okay.
Still pretty new. Yeah. And she was asking me about it.
Okay.
She was already happy with the results. She's like, okay, I'm happy. Could I stop using hydrogen? I'm like, no, why would you want to do that? Keep going. Because I've seen things that take time. Like there was a woman with TBI, so a traumatic brain injury. People with Alzheimer's and dementia. Like I got this one video and I have the images too. I have the pictures of this person who didn't even recognize her own daughter. And we know that in the medical field, there really is no answer to dementia and Alzheimer's. And they did parts of my protocol. And I'm not kidding you. Now this woman recognizes her daughter. It's totally crazy. And really understands. Now she knows who she is again. It's been an absolute game changer. The woman with TBI, traumatic brain injury, that was a really big one. That woman could barely talk and she would forget everything every 10 to 20 seconds. And it was really hard to help her, but I did. My heart just really went out to her. And she called me back. It took 6 to 8 months. And I remember her calling me and saying, hey, thank you for saving my life. I didn't even know who it was because she was talking normally. And I'm like, who is this? Because I hear people's voices, but I talk to so many people. I don't remember every single person. If I saw their face, it would be different. She said, you don't remember me. And I said, well, no, who is it? And then as we spoke a little more, I'm like, oh yes, I remember you. And I said, what do you mean save your life? Like, I didn't think I saved your life. She had TBI. I didn't think it was going to kill her. It's just that she had this traumatic brain injury, which totally sucked for her. But she said, what you don't know is that I was going to take my life. And she said, I was going to take my life. And I made a prayer. And she said, I'm not kidding you. You popped up on some video within 24 hours. And she said, and when you spoke, she said, I just knew. She goes, I don't know how I knew. She goes, I just felt it. I just knew that what you were saying was the truth. And so she took the steps to get the proper hydrogen equipment, the proper water. She followed the proper protocol. And it absolutely transformed her life. And there's a video of her. The official company has their own YouTube channel. It's called Holy Hydrogen, I think. That's the name of their YouTube channel. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's it. That's it. And they interviewed her. They did an interview with her. She was able to sit down, coherently speak, and tell her whole story, which is amazing because she could not do that before. So to witness these miracles constantly, man, it's just so impressive. I mean, it really is impressive. That's obviously why I'm so enamored by hydrogen.
Right.
And I just hope that people, I feel like it's turned into such a gimmick, like all these little bottles and all these little pills, all the cheap stuff. And instead of getting the proper, equipment. And what's sad is that there really isn't a lot of good equipment out there, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The majority of it is unfortunately not good. And the one that I use does also both the water and the gas. So this is important, in my opinion, because you want to be able to inhale the gas, but you also want to drink the water. I actually am the guy who invented the protocol of how to use them both together synergistically, which means that you would need equipment that can do both. And at a high level, meaning very, very clean. Because I've literally seen people take products like these little bottles, and they literally put a little top on them, and they try to inhale the gas coming off of these. You do not want to do that. And so it's just so crazy how much people don't know in hydrogen, and they just listen to whoever's out there thinking that they know what they're talking about. Even supposed experts in the U.S. But
The stuff that works, right? And then you have the hype, and everybody tries to ride that wave. So I'm glad that you went to the depth that you did. So that we can just digest what to avoid and, just the different levels of just awareness of the filtration, the pros, the cons and whatnot. A lot of information to digest here. I will put the links in the show notes, but, okay. I guess as we finish up, any last thoughts or words or even what you're working on right now as we finish out today's episode?
Well, now that I finally was able to quote unquote perfect the method, as far as how to clean the water, how to make the best hydrogen. And then of course I have certain dietary protocols that I personally do and I follow the data and there's, quote unquote, even disagreements about that. That's the reason that I don't talk about diet a lot because everybody gosh, talking about diet now is like talking about religion and politics. It's so crazy. People get so nuts about it. But you know, I follow data, and I don't mean short-term data, by the way, long-term data, because it's very mischievous when you look at certain short-term data. So I don't know. All I can really, what I'm working on right now too is, actually it's on me. I spend a lot of effort on my body now. I value my health in a way that I never have ever before in my entire life. And I know that it's just so important, and it breaks my heart, you know, when I see people be sick and people suffering, which now happens a lot because people email me and contact me all the time, and people want my help. And I've helped even go as far as caring for some sick people and really help people getting out of the rut that they're in. And so for people out there, whether you are suffering from health or not, like hydrogen is extremely good at preventing, also like a preventative care. It is like, and clean water, in my opinion, is also highly preventative because you're not bringing this stuff into your system.
Right.
And so I really, and for people who have loved ones, you know, whether it's your parents or kids or your partner, it's like really encourage people to get on clean water. And if they really want to take it up a notch, you know, go on hydrogen. And I don't think that you can go wrong with taking care of your body. And if you want to get a little spiritual, you know, there's ancient scriptures that say the body is the temple, right? The temple of God. And I feel that I disrespected that. And I took it for granted when I was younger. And now I highly respect it. And I do so with my actions, you know, by giving the best that I can. And luckily, it's not crazy expensive. You know, we talked about a carbon distiller, you know, under $600 with a discount code. Medical grade hydrogen water and hydrogen gas. I mean, it's not $30,000. It's not $20,000. It's not these out, you know, these crazy amounts that it would be had it not been for this Japanese company that made something so special for under $2,500 or whatever it is. And it's just really remarkable. And the stuff that I personally recommend is very, very reliable. So you don't, it's ironic that when people want to go cheap, they'll be like, oh, I want to get hydrogen pills, right? People always go to those things, which again, I'm not a fan of, but if you calculate it, it's actually the most expensive way of using hydrogen in the long term. And you're going to want to use it in the long term. And I'll tell you why. Because it's like clean water. Are you only going to use clean water for a week? Are you only going to use it for a day? No, you want to use clean water for the rest of your life. And so that means that you're going to have a machine that's reliable, that lasts a super long time. And by getting something of quality, what I've ultimately discovered is it ends up being cheaper. In the long term, it ends up being cheaper. You don't have to replace it all the time. It's like getting a car that can go a million miles, rather than get a cheap car that breaks, you know, every so many years, and you either have to do an expensive repair or get a new car.
Right, you know? Right.
So those are my opinions. I don't know if that answers your questions, but I hope people value their health. And I know that it's more dangerous now more than ever, in my opinion. There's so many harmful things out there, which I won't say, but I mean, whether it's the food, the water, the air, or even so-called medicines that can potentially be harmful, you know that medicines have side effects. And so be cautious out there and protect yourselves. And remember, this is really important too. Hydrogen actually appears to protect you, which is so insane. It's one of the things that drew me to hydrogen also, because we need protection now more than ever. I mean, for example, EMF, you know, people are also worried about EMF. You should see, because hydrogen appears to protect you from radiation, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I show the footage on video number 8 that I have. And so I just highly encourage people, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones. And I think it pays dividends. It's priceless. Mm. Good health is priceless. And thank God it doesn't cost $100,000 or $50,000 for good health.
It seems like just the list of what it can do is just huge. But I'm glad that we touched on those stories, which were amazing, your story and some of the signs. So I do appreciate you coming on today and sharing all that. And like I said earlier, all the show notes, I'm gonna do my best to have everything in the notes so you can kind of just click through it or click on the profile that's associated with Greg, and all the links to contact him will be there as well. With that said, Greg, thank you for coming on the show. I had an awesome time, man.
Thank you so much, John. It was my pleasure. And I always enjoy talking to you. So thanks for having me on.